At Betway Casino, new customers stake £10 and get 150 free spins. Download the Betway Casino app today. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. BeGambleAware.org.
Hey, advisor family, welcome back. If you have not yet, please like and subscribe so we can continue to bring you amazing clients and people who are changing the world, like we're about to introduce you to today. So we're diving deep into the sweet spot where ancient wisdom meets cutting edge science. So joining me today is Dr. Simi Chopra, an Ayurvedic practitioner who also happens to speak fluent molecular biology and biostatistics. So Simi's path wasn't textbook. It was personal. When conventional medicine couldn't crack the code in her own healthcare puzzle or her daughter's, she turned to Ayurvedic, mapping it out with modern research, and she created Sid Ayur, a practice laser focused on root cause healing for chronic issues. So think gut health, hormonal roller coasters, burnout fatigue, and even neuro wellness. So she got evidence-informed solution for all of it. And she's here today to talk about it. So today we're going to unpack how just little tweaks, dosha-based routines, seasonal resets, spice rack medicine can slide right into your 21st century calendar and upgrade your energy, sleep, and mood without the total overhaul, because we're all busy. And she truly understands that. So grab your notebook and your herbal tea or your latte, no judgment, and let's find out how these ancient principles can reboot your modern body. How are you doing? Thank you so much for being on the show. So nice to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's a pleasure. I'm doing great.
Good, good. Tell us a little bit about you. There's so much there. You've been through so much. Tell us about you.
Sure. So I'm an Ayurvedic practitioner based in New York City. I've been practicing here for the last few years. So my journey to Ayurveda has been quite interesting. So when I was back in India, after my high school, we give these exams to get into medical school. So I got into the Ayurvedic system, but I did not choose to go through it. I went into molecular biology and all. So 20 years, 30, 25 years later, when I moved to US and my daughter was not well, she was diagnosed with insulin resistance when she was just 5 years old. So, and then which led to hormonal imbalance. That's when I started picking up the pieces and went back to Ayurveda. So there's a very beautiful saying in Ayurveda that you don't find Ayurveda, Ayurveda finds you. So that feels very true to for in my case, because long time back, I got into Ayurveda, but I decided that I'm going to get into, you know, molecular biology, which was the happening field. And it is beautiful. It is very interesting. But since I started with Ayurveda, it's been an amazing journey. No looking back.
I love that. I love that so much. It's so true. These things just kind of find us on the right time, right place. True. It's the universe has a plan.
Totally. I mean, when... I guess even now, sometimes I think that if I had studied that time, I would have been very half-heartedly doing that job.
Yeah.
But when things have to happen, like you said, you know, the universe gets you together, you find your partners, you find your friend group, your community, and even practice.
I love that. So for starters, and for people who might not know the term, what does Ayurveda mean? Sure. In one sentence, in a simple term, simple
okay.
term.
That's a
double sentence. You can use as many words as you like, but just simple terminology, because I even have a hard time pronouncing it.
Sure. So, I mean, it's a vast subject to just describe in a line, but for the viewers, what I would like them to know that it's a system, it's a holistic system where it's individual, it's based, every protocol is different from the other. It's very unique because we are different. We, all of us are different in our, we call this doshas. So we are unique because we have these combination of doshas which make us different and unique from each other. So what Ayurveda helps you is be mindful of the inputs that you are taking. So the diet, the lifestyle that you are leading. So it gives you those tools to recognize what is wrong in your body and what to choose from the inputs. So that you can be in harmony, in sync with the nature, with your body, and become balanced body and mind. So nothing is like separate, it's all together. And I mean, it's a, again, it's a deeper subject where I would say that they are it stands on three pillars, where one is three things. One is the diet, then is the sleep. That is very important, which even the now the Western medicine is has been telling that besides the medicines that we can give, sleep is very important. And the third pillar is we call it brahmacharya, but if we just translate it, it just means celibacy. But it's basically how you can control your desires or your senses, how you can control them. So if we are able to follow these three, the pillars of Ayurveda, we will be able to get a balance in body and mind. And that was a
Yes.
huge explanation for that one line.
I'm so glad I extended it for you. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's so hard to explain it in one sentence because it is, there's so many dynamics to it, just like the human body. Our bodies are so complex. And as you mentioned, each individual is so individual. And we all need different things. And what's hard in the modern world is that we're being thrown all these little tweaks. Use this and you're going to feel this way. Use this and you're going to feel this way. Eat this way and you're going to feel great. But everybody needs something different. So how do we figure out our body type?
So as you said, because of there's so much information out there right now,
Yeah, overload.
we are overwhelmed and we have started fearing health. So what we need is to just empower ourselves. So how to know what we how why we are different, how we are different, what inputs to use. So there's this concept about doshas. So it's like the blueprint of us. So there are these three, you can say, forces or principles that guide everything in our body and mind. So which to the viewers, some of you might be, they might be familiar with them, are these Kapha, Pitta, and Vata. So these are, you can name it anything, but basically they are responsible for all the actions that you do, the your nature, your whatever is happening inside your body, the movement in your body, the way your blood moves, the way your food moves, the way your thoughts are moving, all that is dependent on one principle. The other is the transformation. Anything that transforms in your body, your digestion, hormones, everything that is depends on this heating energy, we call it heating principles, because the transformation is happening. And the last is the kapha, which is the building energy, your mucus lining. Everything needs to be in a healthy state. So these, when these three principles are in balance, we have a balanced body and mind. So that is what, and everyone has a little bit, the combination is a little bit different, which makes us unique from each other.
Beautiful. And so, just like we were talking before we hit record, in today's crazy busy world where everyone is kind of running from one place to the next, I know we were going to get into some little things that we can do to start implementing these changes. What are some things that you can suggest?
So, for the past few years, Ayurveda, in especially in US, has been promoted where you have to follow a strict, like a dinacharya, daily routine, follow the Ayurvedic clock, we call it. So there are different times of the day, there are different energies that are more prominent and how to utilize it, which is a beautiful thing. But the problem here arises is for people who are very busy, who are in the corporate world, they are running from one meeting to the other. Then people, women who are, balancing work as well as home, students with late night, not just socializing, but even just finishing their projects and all. So for them to tell them that follow the three pillars of Ayurveda becomes a challenge because they are not, the main thing is the rhythm, which they are not able to create. If they are able to create an Ayurvedic rhythm, which is follow the Ayurvedic clock, beautiful. They'll see a lot of change. But for other people, what they can do is they have to, the second pillar, which is the diet, which is the ahar, what they can do is rather than keep adding new things, the super foods that are keeping that trend, or just focus on just organic food, or this food will get vitamins, or how there's too much information. So instead of adding food, it's what you have to remove initially. So one has to be very careful of what you can remove initially. Why? Is what is triggering you? There'll be some foods which are triggering or increasing your inflammation or creating an imbalance in you. So first and foremost, just to recognize what is imbalanced and what foods are going to trigger you. So once you are able to find that, and that I would suggest to just go to an Ayurvedic practitioner, because these days there are a lot of quizzes online, but they give a very imperfect, like a result about your imbalance. So once you know that, once you know what foods to avoid, then you can add few digestive spices, digestive teas made from the spices, just from your kitchen spices, which majority of us these days, because of the foods that we are eating, there's too much of processed food, which has caused in, I mean, ask any client comes, there's inflammation in the gut. Majority of us are dealing with that. So what they can do is make digestive teas according to, again, imbalance. So there are a few things that they can do to recognize what is wrong, just at a very basic level. Do they have a lot of heat in their body? Do they get rashes easily, or they get sunburned easily, or acidity, those kind of things? If that's true, that means their pitta, that's the heating energy, is very high. So you have cooling herbs. So what you use is coriander tea, coriander seed, majority of the people will know. So just make a tea from that. So that's the cooling thing. So we use the opposite to bring balance. If the second kind of people, they might see that there's too much of dryness in their body or too much of
Would that
pain
include
or
dry skin? Would that include dry? Okay.
dry skin also. And they are more prone to pains and aches and all. So for them, or degeneration, especially if they are going into that elderly population. So for them, remove a few things, which I tell everyone, because that does damage everyone, which is ice cold water, smoothies, raw salads. All those are a no, especially coming for if they come to an Ayurvedic practitioner. So there are a few things. So for a Vata person it's very imbalanced, they can incorporate a Vata pacifying tea, just made from spices like fennel tea. Just make us a tea with fennel. Then for others who are just feeling, again, just one has to be very mindful of what's happening inside your body. So if you're feeling heavy and just like too much bloated and all, so just dry ginger powder tea. All these things help a lot, and that kind of gives you a kickstart to your digestion.
So, how do we know if our gut is screaming for help?
Again, the signs are there. You just need to zone in. Just need to observe what's happening in your body. I'll get into what Ayurveda really focuses is on the gut. And the waste that we produced, which is I'm getting into a topic which I don't know how many listeners are ready to do that, but
I'm ready. Let's do it. Let's go
okay.
there. It's
So
important.
yeah, it is
Totally. It
important.
tells you a lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we look at Where Ayurveda? Ayurveda is like a 4, 5,000 years old science, when microscopes and all were not there. There were no blood tests happening. So how did the Ayurvedic, we call them Veds, how did they figure out what's happening inside a body? So they did not have CAT scans and all these things. So they looked at the excretions, how your stool is, how your urine is, how your sweat is. From that, we gauge what's happening. So pay attention to what's happening. Pay attention to your gut. It's screaming for help. If you're feeling bloated, if you're feeling heaviness after eating or otherwise, or acidity, that's all are signs that your gut is screaming for help. And the sad part is that I get so many clients, and when I'll ask them, "Do you feel bloated or heavy?" and they say, "No, that's part of life." I'm like, "No, that's not." So it's become the sad part is that's become the norm now.
People don't know what it feels like to not be full of inflammation, water retention, and we've just lost people because they don't stop to think about it or feel it. I'm not sure, but I'll say it. I mean, if your stool isn't easy to, if you don't have to force it out, let's just say. Like a
Oh.
healthy gut, your stool should come out and it should be clean and, very put together and
You
not
got it
hard
right.
or not over watery. Like it should be a beautiful piece of stool.
True. I mean, you said it beautifully rather than me getting into the gross details, but that's what you are saying. And that gives you the basically what the gut needs is. If you see under the microscope or inside, the mucus lining is, it's smooth, it's not dry, it needs a little, I mean, you know, the mucus lining itself, that word mucus is telling you that there's some kind of layer of film of, not slimy, but you get that picture, right? And there's warm inside, that it needs a warm and easy flow kind of a environment. So that's what you should be eating also, a warm cooked food with a decent amount of good oils. A lot of people have been skipping that oil because it's going to, with people thinking that that's going to make them gain weight, which is wrong. You cannot cook anything without oil properly. It's going to burn the same way if you're going to eat that dried food. That's again, that's what you going to incorporate in your body, the dryness. Your mucus lining starts drying, starts inflaming. So you have to be very careful of what you're eating.
So for the pitta type, you said don't eat raw salads. Why?
No, not for Pitta type, for the Vata type, but in general, I tell everyone.
Oh.
So, yeah. So the salads, if you see, especially spinach and kale, they have a cell wall. All plants have a cell wall. It's called cellulose. I'm getting into the scientific thing. And
Yes.
we do not, as humans, we don't have the enzyme called cellulase. So we cannot digest it to begin with. So what happens is, especially when we eat loads of salads, it just goes down and into your large intestine where the bacteria starts fermenting it. But what happens is that fermentation produces gas. And
Okay.
then that is why people start feeling bloated. In the beginning, you'll get good fiber, you'll lose weight, you'll feel good. But in the long run, even for Pitta types and Kapha types, it's going to be detrimental. Their digestive strength, we call it Agni, that becomes low. So for Vata, it's like a perfect no, that they should not. People who are like usually very slim built and they have the features where they have a tendency to get dry or like achiness, pain, etc. But for Pitta people, usually they have a stronger digestion. So they will be able to tolerate it for some time. But eventually, if
Okay.
you continue it for many years, it's going to be a problem. And
I
same with the
see.
Kapha types.
Beautiful. That makes sense. You talk about eating with the seasons. So, what do you mean by that?
So again, just like in a day in Ayurveda, a day can be divided into six different energy predominant times. So the same way the seasons also, like winter, it is cold and dry. So when it's cold and dry, those are the that will get imbibed in you. So we have to eat and live in the opposite. You know, when it's cold, we wear warm clothes or we look for warmth. So the same thing we have to incorporate in the food also. So and same thing with the fruits and the vegetables. Whatever is growing at that time should be incorporated. So different seasons have different energies which are predominant. Summer has the, like right now, it's that hot and sometimes it's dry energy. So what we need is a cooling thing. Cooling doesn't mean ice. Cooling means the foods that have the cooling potency, we call it. So things like coriander seeds, there's this thing called aloe. Like aloe is very famous here. So aloe is good, coconut is good. Then there's this it's called, I don't know what's the English translation, but it's called gond ka tira. Just you soak it at night and in the morning it swells up. And just putting that like one spoon in any of your drinks, and it cools your body from the inside. So it doesn't make, it's not like ice cold, but it cools your body. So it's cool your pitta. So again, different times you have to have different food according to the season.
That makes sense. It's like on a really cold winter day in Canada here, it's like minus 30, and I just think about hot chocolate and coffee and soups, and like the body just wants that, it seems
Yeah,
like.
if you are because you are in tune with your body, you will know that your body is going to demand that. So whatever is lacking in your body, you're going to your body will demand for it.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
Amazon brings the UEFA Champions League.
Unbelievable!
With Tuesday's unmissable match.
Enchantingly wonderful.
World-class players.
Salah! What a strike!
Incredible drama.
And Haaland!
History in the making.
Rice with take two!
The UEFA Champions League. It's on Prime.
Is there a best time to get into this? Like, I know that a lot of people can be skeptical about alternative medicine and learning about this. And, there's so much controversy about Western medicine and natural. So, what would be your advice to someone who might be a little skeptical on this way?
Yeah, I meet so many of those. That's
Yeah, it's
a
tough.
usually a tough one, but my advice is if they have time, start following the Ayurvedic rhythm. Once you follow that, you'll see some sense that we are talking about. That's not like it's not just mumbo jumbo. And just incorporating the digestive teas. Otherwise, if you have a chronic problem, just again try to get an appointment and go to the Ayurvedic practitioner. Start with a small, I mean, there will be small herbs, single herbs, or some herbs we'll have to give for them to see that change. So it's a difficult question, because I face that with lots of people where once they think that this is not the mainstream medicine, it's not useful. It is just a little mumbo jumbo. So, trust is a big factor. Otherwise, just incorporate a few changes, what we suggest, those spices, those rhythms, if you can, if you have the luxury of, sleeping at the same time, eating at the same time, having the lunch, heaviest meal at lunch when your digestive strength is high, at its peak. And when the pitta, that is the sun, is also at its, at its peak. So if you're able to do that, sleep, especially between 10 to 2, which is when your internal transformation, internal repair is happening. If you can do all those things, then great. Then you, that's a start of beginning to kind of understand that Ayurveda, what Ayurveda is telling you to do, there's some meaning to it. Because a lot of your health issues will go away if you are able to follow that Ayurvedic law. If not, second thing is you try the digestive teas. And if not, then please come to an Ayurvedic practitioner too, so that they can help you, like kind of kickstart your journey to health. And one has to give it a shot. That's all I can
Yeah.
say.
You know what's interesting is I find that around 9, I go like my body is so tired, but if I force myself to stay awake, then after 10, I get the second wind and it feels like I can stay up all night. But there's that like window. It's like I'm like, I know, I should go lay down, but it's like I've got this work to finish. And then I'm like laying in bed and it's midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm still not sleeping. So it's really, really powerful when we can listen to our bodies and give our bodies what it needs because our body is speaking to us all the time. We just got so darn good at ignoring it.
That, and we are so happy someone gives you a small tiny pill and which should resolve everything. It doesn't work like that. I mean, just think of your how
Such a good
much we
point.
take care of your car. Just looking at a car, we every few months we go for a oil change and stuff. So our body needs it too. It's a wear and tear. So you need to not just with a pill, you need to just help yourself inside, lubricate yourself inside. People who are not having the good oils, you need that oil, you need that ghee, especially to lubricate yourself. So, and which also helps in reducing the inflammation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we need all that.
Definitely. Inflammation is huge. Like, it is the number one cause of dis-ease in the body. And so many people are walking around in pain and have gut issues. And little did they know, if they just made a few little tweaks, like you're talking about, it can make the biggest difference in the world, you know? And it's unfortunate that there's so many influencers who are out there. You know, saying that if you take this, your body, your whole body will change. There's nothing in this world that is a miracle pill. Like,
Yeah.
audience, there's nothing. It takes work to look after our temples and to thrive. And so I love how, like, your way, it's like little, simple, natural ways that it's earth. It's the earth. It's the earth's rhythm. That's how I kind of. I'm interpreting everything you're talking about. It's all natural, the way like God intended us to be.
Totally. Yeah, we need to be in sync with nature. Once we are, we'll see a lot of change. But for that to happen, most of us are in a very different zone. For them to just, to make them do a big transformation, it's not going to happen. So tiny, consistent changes, like just taking care of like your sense organs. Like stress is huge these days. That is also causing a lot of mental issues. So one is, I mean, I've been all of us know that meditation, breathing, which we call pranayama in India. So there are these breathing exercises, then yoga, all these do help. But I've been a proponent of for people who cannot do that, who don't have time, or when the mind is so distorted, how can they zone in? For them, they can just do these small that's included in a dinacharya. That's a daily routine. These are small therapies that they can do at home, which we can, in Sanskrit we call it indriya chikitsa. So just taking of your five sense organs, because they are the portals between the outer world and the inner world. So, and there are studies now which show that just there's this one therapy I'll mention. It's called gandusha, which has become very popular, oil pulling. So you hold herbal oils inside your mouth for two,
Kind
three
of oil,
minutes.
because I literally just discovered this the other day. I don't
Yeah.
know how I didn't know this because I do TM, but one of the TM teachers I speak to, he wrote about it on a post, and I'm like, what kind of oil is that?
So they are Ayurvedic herbal oils. They're amazing ones. But then if you don't have it, just use sesame oil. Or if you are prone to, if you're a very high pitta type and you have a lot of like just heating issues, just go for coconut oil. And just keeping that in the mouth and then just holding it for 2 minutes and then spitting it out, preferably on a
What does it
garbage
do?
can. So if you see what do you call it? Your mouth, your oral cavity is lined with blood vessels, nerves,
Yeah.
and receptors. And they all connected through the nerve to your brain, to the centers. So, and which, and just picture, let's just take a step back. And if we picture a food, or even if we think of a food, your mouth you starts your mouth starts watering. And if you actually taste it, sometimes it brings memories, nostalgia, sometimes happy ones, sometimes sad ones, sometimes irritated ones. So what's happening? There's a connection, right? So when we are using these herbs, herbal oils, they are opening up the channels that are connecting your mouth to the brain. And so either we need, if there could be inflammation, there could be blockages, or there could be degeneration anywhere in the path. So these oils are able to take care of all the three things. So
Wow.
yeah, so it's such a small activity, just 2 minutes of your day. So that's
So you
what.
switch it around, you put
No,
oil in your mouth.
so there are two kind of therapies. One is just to hold it in your mouth for 2 minutes,
Okay.
don't swish it, and then spit it out in the trash can. Otherwise, your drain is going to get clogged. And otherwise, swish it. And some people may find sensitivity of the teeth. For them, they need some herbal decoctions first to remove that inflammation and all. So that would be
Okay.
like a Triphala decoction. So that then there's Nasya. There's a beautiful therapy, just putting oils in your there's again there's a you can use sesame oil or ghee if you don't have access to an Ayurvedic oil. Just two drops in the nose. Again, it balances your hormones, your neuro the right neurotransmitters and all will be released. So rather than pinpoint one neurotransmitter and give you a medicine for to increase that particular neurotransmitter, it just balances everything because our body needs a balance, not excess of one thing and less of
Yeah.
another thing. It's just a balance.
I know in a past life I was living, I was waking up and like injecting my body with caffeine immediately. It was like I couldn't get it in my body fast enough. And I was putting so much pressure on myself to be, up and at 'em and like working for 16 hours a day to give back to society. And that's not sustainable, but a lot of people are living that way.
True, true. I mean, some people don't have any option because, their livelihood is
Yeah.
depends on it. So for them, we can't judge them. We can't judge anyone for that matter, but we can just try to help them. So just incorporate few things, one day at a time, 2 minutes of your time. Just like you brush your teeth, just do this, or put oil in the nose. Just take care of your five senses. I mean, we have seen how the skin is a sense organ, right? Sense of touch. When we go for a massage, especially when we get an oil massage, a good one, we just feel so relaxed. We feel all your happy hormones, the oxytocin, dopamine, all those get released. So that's exactly what's happening with the other senses also, the eyes, everything.
Interesting. So I was literally just going to bring up screen time. So screen time and stress go hand in hand. So does this, I can't even say the word. See, it's hard for me. Ayurveda offer a
That's
quick
fine.
fix for tech overload?
I mean, there's nothing like a quick fix for anything,
Thank
especially if you're
you.
overloading too much. But if a person is, again, their livelihood depends on it, they are these days for
On the
students also,
screen
they
the whole
have
day,
to,
yeah.
yeah. So, yeah, I mean, those, I'm th everyone knows about the small details, take a few minutes off and all. So, I won't get into that. But from an Ayurvedic perspective, what we can offer is there are these therapies, which again, which like I was mentioning, we call it Netra Tarpan, where we make like a dam, you'll say? Yeah, like a dam, and we pour herbal ghee in it. So these are not, you don't do that daily. It's like maybe once in a few months, which lasts you for many, many months. So
What do?
people,
You pour what?
So you make a what? Yeah, it's like a dam you make with a dough, and so now there's a space we can put oil or ghee, not oil, sorry, ghee, medicated herbal ghee. We put it.
Okay.
So these are amazing for dryness because of the computer. When we are doing so much screen time, most of us are suffering from dryness of the eyes. So it helps with that in a beautiful way. One therapy. I mean, I had got LASIK done a few years back. Sorry, I shouldn't be doing all these things, but we all do a kind of an integrated thing. So it caused me a lot of dryness, which majority of the LASIK people will know how much problem it has. So I was tired of putting the eye drops. So I just after 2, 3 days, I just opted for this Nethardarpan. And after that, I've never had to put the eye drops. So it really helps. It helps to nourish it. It helps to remove the dryness. It relaxes it. And then there are these anjanas. These are special herbal drops which we can use on a daily basis. Or these days, I should say I've been using this one weekly, which is especially for as we are aging. I'm entering the, we call it Vata age, which is the dryness degeneration. After 40s, that's what, where we are headed. So majority of us are prone to cataract. So these particular ones that I do, it's a weekly eye drop special. So it's made to clear all that blockages.
You mentioned the H word, and that is hormones. And I'm 40, and I've been hearing it everywhere that like hormones change it after you're 40, as a woman especially. So do these principles that you practice help with hormonal balance, and how?
Totally, totally. So, in Ayurveda, menopause, which has a lot of people are suffering, a lot of women are suffering from it. Menopause is supposed to be a smooth transition. It's a phase where it go, there should be no problems. It should just unfold smoothly. But because of the modern lifestyle, where we are, it's disrupting our natural balance. So we are eating and living the way we are doing it, which is aggravating or creating an imbalance in the vata and pitta, which is the drying energy becomes more dry and the heating energy becomes more, more imbalanced. So that gets it becomes, I describe the hot flashes like a hot tunnel in a summer day where there's a turbulent wind and that gets trapped and it becomes chaotic. So that's exactly what's happening in hot flashes. So and if we look at it scientifically, it's the estrogen level becomes, it starts fluctuating and becomes low, which causes other problems, memory problem, brain fog, insomnia, so many issues. So, but again, the problem is happening because we are not living and eating the way we are supposed to as we are progressing into the Vata age. So, and the Pitta is that inflammation. So people are overdoing the alcohol. Women previously, they did not drink so much. And another thing, if you notice, because of the life expectancy has increased, women before, I mean, it may be till 70 or something. Now we are living up to 100. So we are 50 years of menopausal age. I mean, that's where we are. So we need to really take care of ourselves before we get all those problems. So again, Vata and Pitta pacifying foods, Vata Pitta pacifying lifestyle. So what is that? Again, Vata is anything dry. So that is raw salads, smoothies, those vegetable smoothies that we are doing. That should be removed. Nice and warm cooked food. Then Pitta is the alcohol, the coffee, the, sorry to say that, but coffee and
Oh, I don't drink
alcohol.
coffee anymore.
Okay. Then spicy food. And especially, how we are eating a lot of fried food with alcohol or very cold drinks.
Yes,
That
they
all
go
that
hand in hand.
so that combination is really bad. So that increases the Vata Pitta, which is basically all those symptoms that the women are facing these days. So if we can slow it down, we can follow the rhythm, we can follow the food and the diet that we are supposed to eat, slow down. We are overactive. Before the women used to not, I mean, I'm not telling women, sorry, they'll be after my case. I'm not telling people to stop working and all, but slow down. This is the time for us to relax. And if we can't, then we just incorporate these principles in our lives. And I'm going on mentioning about the need for good quality oil or ghee that is really needed, because a lot of people are also suffering from that degeneration or vaginal dryness and all. So that comes from that vata. So we need all that.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. So, what about kids? Can kids benefit from these principles as well?
Sure. The earlier we can make them start these small therapies or the way to live the Ayurvedic life, that's the best thing we can do. We can. That's the best thing a mother can offer a child is to make them follow these principles. I mean, in fact, I feel because I, as I mentioned to you, I did not start when my children were little. So that I picked up Ayurveda only after my daughter started having some problems. So I do feel bad that I did not make them live the Ayurvedic lifestyle. So which becomes a challenge later on. Because but if they have started from day one, it's very easy for them to follow the Ayurvedic rhythm, the Ayurvedic clock, eat the right food. They'll recognize then what to eat and what not to eat.
Beautiful. I would love for you to talk to us about your program, the Siddh Ayur.
Yeah. So I see clients either through Zoom or through in person, and so it's usually an hour long consultation where it's a assessment through Ayurvedic, you know, they have the Ayurvedic tools, and it's a deep assessment, and then I guide them with the diet and lifestyle, and if there's chronic problems. There's a chronic health issue, then I incorporate therapies like for pain management. There'll be this bolus therapies. The herbs are put in a bolus and dipped in herbal oils or dipped in milk decoctions, depending on the what the problem is. Then they are for mind. If this for stress management, then they are. I'll include therapies like Shirodhara, where these herbal oils fall on your forehead for like 40 minutes, and that's very relaxing for very good for anxiety, depression, ADHD, all those things. And but if it's very chronic, because there are stages, right? So sometimes, you know, just giving them herbs and just diet and lifestyle is not going to help. So then they need a detox, which is called Panchakarma in Ayurveda, where it's like resetting your body. So it's a quite an intense 5 to 6 weeks program, where we there's a pre-Panchakarma where we it's just with herbs and all. We increase their digestion, we create some balance, break the toxins that are there, and then in during the Panchakarma, there are these five procedures you can say where we eliminate the toxins. So they are, we bring the toxins back to the gut. So let's say a person comes with let's say RA, and so they are, so for us we call it ama. So the ama has gone into their joints. So from there we break those toxins, not the joints. We break
I was going to say,
the
it doesn't sound fun.
toxins. So just with herbs and all, with the diet, lifestyle, all that, the toxins get loose there, and then we bring it back to the gut, and then we eliminate it. So there are these procedures, and that resets your body. And then there's this beautiful thing which modern medicine doesn't have is, you know, modern medicine also has some amazing medicines where it'll start balancing, it'll create some kind of balance. But what we have this thing called Rasayana therapy, which is we rejuvenate the tissues. So there are these specific herbs in the form of jams or ghee where we rejuvenate the tissues so that the problem doesn't keep happening again and again. So that, and then there's Medhya Rasayana for the brain, for the memory. So there's beautiful, it's a beautiful science, all I can say.
That's amazing. Your practice sounds so rewarding. You're helping so many people. Is there like a free consultation that you provide to people who are interested, or
Sure, I'm.
how do they learn more about more of what you do?
I've not really provided a free consultation because they usually have come for a consultation, and we have just
Right.
proceeded like that. But if someone is coming via your channel, if they mention that, I'll give them a 10 minutes consultation so that they'll know exactly what they are in for, and then we can do an in-depth consultation if they're interested.
Beautiful. Well, it was so much fun talking to you today about all of this stuff. Do you have anything that you want to leave the audience with based on the topic today?
I would like to tell them not to fear health. Just empower yourself with how your body is working. Just be mindful. Just start listening to your body and find what is triggering, which foods are triggering, and then incorporate the some few spices just from your kitchen into your as digestive teas. Just taking care of your gut will start helping you. Just taking care of mind by sleeping at the right time. Just that 10 to 2 is a very crucial time. Even the Western world agrees with it, mainstream medicine. So just stop fearing health and listen to your body.
Interesting. So I have cayenne, I've got turmeric, I think I've got some cinnamon, and I've got some coconut oil. So I'm ready to get on it.
So, glad you mentioned turmeric. So, turmeric has become quite a hype in the
Totally.
West. But I keep telling everyone, do not take turmeric like that. Turmeric in Ayurvedic and in fact in Indian cooking is used like half a teaspoon in a big bowl of food, and
Right.
where there's ghee, there's oil, there's pepper, there's everything is there. But when you eat, when you have it in a capsule form, that becomes like a it's very heating and drying. So there has been a case recently where a woman was on too much of turmeric and she had some major problem, health issue. So that's what have things the way they are supposed this they are meant to be taken. So rather than take a chemical out of herb, use the full herb because there's a reason why that chemical has other chemicals in it to create that herb. So it balances each other. So turmeric is best, yes, in milk because of the heat, the milk is cooling, so it kind of balances it. So not take a capsule.
Does it need to be warmed up? Because sometimes I put it in my morning protein smoothie, which has milk in it and yogurt, but I don't warm it up.
Ideally, it's good to warm milk to begin with because milk, once it's heated, it becomes easier to digest. So then you can cool it to room temperature, and otherwise you can, but I think it's better to warm it, heat it, and then put it into room temperature.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for being here today. Like I said, it was so much fun learning all about your work.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure talking to you.
And lastly, where can people find you for more info?
So they can go on my website. That's SidHayur, SidHayur.com. All the information is there. The phone number is there. Or through email, they can book a consultation. That's the best way. Or they can follow me on Instagram, YouTube. There's a lot of information I'm giving. It's like I'm doing like a Mythbuster series on Ayurveda.
Beautiful. I love that. And we'll have all of those linked in the show notes as well for people
Thank
to find you. Thanks again. And to our audience, go get some spices, go get some healthy food, and treat your vessel well. Because, like Simi said, we're all connected. And once you start looking after your body, your life is going to get better. Your health, you're going to feel better. You're going to sleep better. You're going to all the things. Life will just get better. Until next time, take care, everyone.